So the pandemic could help free open source software, but unfortunately was a win for proprietary software. If we look at the trends over the last 20 years, the amount of code in software, the amount of open source code in software has grown, and today we have a majority of open source software in all the applications, and we have a large number of Linux servers. We have a very large number of Linux applications in the background. We don't have a lot of open source on the desktop, but this was slightly changing when the pandemic started, as you can see from this slide. In early 2020, Linux market share was growing rather quickly for a few months, and then it was back again to the current 2.53% of all desktop software, of all desktop operating system. Why this? Of course, when the pandemic hit, many people started working from home, and many of them didn't have adequate PCs or hardware for the task. So, a few ones or a few people switched to Linux, and this is the growth that we have seen probably in the period from April to August 2020. But then what happened? It happened that the usual suspect, so the larger tech, US tech, have reacted. We should never forget that these companies are the largest companies in the stock market. If you look at the capitalization,